This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Today, along with all of you, 49 returning Hall of Famers are in Cooperstown to welcome Craig Biggio, Randy Johnson, Pedro Martinez, and John Smoltz.
The annual Baseball Hall of Fame induction ceremony taking place yesterday. Here and Now's Alex Ashlock was there and says this year's class may be even more historic than most.
Baseball fans came from all over the country to see their favorite players enshrined in the Hall of Fame. Chad Pogue made the trip from Houston to watch Craig Biggio take his place among the greats of the game.
Love the Astros, came out to support Biggio and our first Astro in the Hall of Fame. Our plane was full of Astro fans, and it's great to see all these Astro fans out here today.
Biggio played his entire 20-year career in Houston. He's the only player in baseball history with this combination of numbers. More than 3,000 hits, 600 doubles, 250 home runs, and 400 stolen bases.
I gave the game everything I had every day. In baseball, tomorrow is not guaranteed, and I tried to play every game as if it was going to be my last.
John Smoltz was perhaps the most versatile pitcher baseball has ever seen. He excelled as a starter and reliever, mostly for the Atlanta Braves. He's the only pitcher in baseball history with more than 200 wins and 150 saves. Smoltz's parents were in the audience yesterday, and during his acceptance speech, he told a story about telling them when he was 7 years old he wasn't going into the family business. He was going into baseball instead. His parents were accordion teachers.
You served as a great example for me and all future parents that when your kid has a dream, no matter how outrageous or outlandish it might be, giving them a chance to pursue that is the greatest thing in life, and you put aside what you thought would fall in the family line of tradition of great accordion players. I can't thank you enough.
In a crowd of thousands at 6 feet 10 inches tall, Randy Johnson was hard to miss yesterday. He towered over his fellow inductees. He won 303 games in his 22-year career and struck out more than 4,800 batters. That's second on the all-time list behind Nolan Ryan. Since he left baseball, Johnson has concentrated on photography, which he studied at USC. In fact, he was taking pictures during yesterday's ceremony. But he's also been active supporting the USO.
In 6 years of retirement, I've been on seven USO tours: Iraq, Kuwait, Afghanistan, South Korea, Cuba. It means a lot for me to see our men and women doing what they do for all of us.
The Hall of Fame ceremony ended with Pedro Martinez. He had his best seasons for the Boston Red Sox. He won back-to-back Cy Young Awards in 1999 and 2000 as the best pitcher in the American League. Martinez grew up poor in the Dominican Republic, and his induction ceremony attracted hundreds of his countrymen and women. In his speech, which he delivered in English and Spanish, Martinez said he wanted to be a sign of hope for his native country.
It's a great moment, not only for me, for my family. It's a great moment for the Dominican Republic and Latin America.
Martinez brought that theme home at the end of his speech when he invited fellow Hall of Fame pitcher Juan Marichal to join him at the podium. Marichal is the only other player from the Dominican Republic in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Together, they held their nation's flag as the crowd stood and cheered. For Here and Now, I'm Alex Ashlock.